I'm a scat man.
That's right, bitches. As you listen to the soothing sounds of the Scat Man, you ease on into your favorite easy chair, like Kwit would after a long week of work. Fry yourself up a steak, put your earbuds in, and listen to your favorite episode of Tiddlywinks with Strangers, which is hopefully this one. It's a fucking Friday. It is a fucking Friday. Not everything can be screamed like a manic Monday, but it is. It's a fucking Friday show, as promised. You get your weekly winks, and you got your bonus manic Monday. So hang on, cause this ship's going Mach 5 tonight. There's fighting and violence and hopelessness in the world, and you don't know where you can go. But I'm here to tell you that that isn't so. Here is a brand new show. When there is something inside makes you afraid, then there is something to do. Just challenge some guy to a game, Tiddlywinks, and you find that courage in you. Because there is nothing that's greater than Tiddlywinks with Strangers. Ain't we lucky we got 'em? The Winks. And how? Tiddlywinks with Strangers is filmed before a live studio audience. Welcome to Tiddlywinks with Strangers. As it is all the time, and especially on a fucking Friday, I'm your host, Jason Herb. Thanks for joining me! Another week! I guess it's been 4 days since the last ep. I haven't done a 2 a week in a while. For a while there, I'm doing 2 a days! But, you know, I gotta do what I can do. And I'm only one man. Condor's only one man. We can only do so much, okay? Billy, Barry, they come when it's convenient for them. But I have to be here every week, busting my ass so you can get quality winkses in your life. But you know what? I don't mind. Because it's my baby. It's my passion project. But anyway, it's going to be a hot ep. A real hot ep. Let me tell you something. It's going to be a heat wave coming up this week. And I got your heat wave right here on the Winks, okay? I can guarantee for once in a blue moon that this really is going to be a good Winks. I got surprises in store, or do I? Yeah, you know, I say things, they come true. I say things, they don't come true. Maybe the mitt will show up. You don't know what I got. But you're going to love it. You're going to have to send in your Snapchat challenges at the end to Winks Knows Baby. And of course, it's tiddlywinkswithstrangers@gmail.com, which you're going to want to use later. When you hear it, you'll know why you have to send an email. And I'm talking about them fucking rains in Africa. You know this song. This is some sweet, smooth stylings, man. You know, after Toto finished recording this hit back in the 80s, you know, the lead singer looked at the rest of the band and said, "Fellas, it's gonna be a good Winks." Ooh. Ooh. You'll see, I'm not going to answer the phone. Your old buddy Bob got sprung out the clinker. Your old buddy Bob got sprung out the clink. You see, I've been out for a week and one half. My daughter Beth got me out. There's been some drawbacks in old Bob's life, you see. You see, I thought the fact that Beth was getting her old pop out of jail meant we were going to reconcile. We were going to reconcile. But no. No. She don't want anything to do with her old man. I tell you, if it's that guy Mark influencing her, I tell you. You see, now that old Bob is a jailbird, she doesn't want him in her life. Even though it was a case of mistaken identity. What? You see, they're calling old Bob. They're concerned about old Bob. You see, I went back to the hospital. They said I could come back when I arrived. It turns out the human resources department didn't want me back. You see, I even have this black mark on my record because I didn't wear gloves and those patients did sue me. So old Bob was sent home. Except old Bob didn't have a home no more. They sold it, remember? So I've been living in the back alley behind Andy's. I've been surviving off the crusts, you see. The people throw the crusts out to me. I'm not going to answer. There's only one thing left to do. It's the end for old Bob, you see. You see, people don't like old Bob anyway. People don't like old Bob. Guess I'll just put this noose around my neck. Sorry, America. It's what you wanted. Any last words, me? Yes. Bob! Go for it! Would you flick? Hey, Deb, where are you? Hey, Deb, pick up the phone, okay? Deb, if you can hear my voice, pick up. Why aren't you ever home? It's your loving husband, Scott Eugene Quist. Hey, Deb, I need you, okay? Listen. Hey, Deb, pick up the phone. Hey, Deb. Hey, Deb, pick up. I went out of work, okay? I went in the parking lot. I went in the driver's side like I do every day to drive home to my loving family. And the back tire's flat. It's sitting there on the rim, Deb, okay? What am I supposed to do now? The wagon's got a flat tire. I take good care of the wagon. I take it for its washes. I take it for its oil changes. And it's going to give me a flat tire? Christ on a cracker, Deb. Please pick up. All right, do you still have your AAA membership, Deb? Can you call the AAA truck to come get your loving husband? You're not just going to leave me out here. Come on. Come on. Maybe you'll have to go to Brian's back-to-school night with his real father. I hate to say that, but I don't think I'm going to make it. Deb, I'm out here with a lug nut. I'm sweating. I got sweat on my brow. I can't get the tire off. I need you to call the AAA.
Dup! Hey, Dup! Can we have veal cutlet parmigiana for dinner? Your loving husband, Scott.
What about an ear?
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la, flick!
Well, it's a fucking Friday show. Like I said, you never know what's going to happen. But I want your eager ears to stay glued to your radio. Fuck is listening on a radio? On a cell phone or a laptop or however you listen to your winks, okay? My guest tonight is a very special young man. Some of you may have heard him before and some of you may have not. But if you haven't heard him before, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's the one, the only, Uncle Mark, milk connoisseur, lover of a good salty pretzel, Kevin the Condor! Welcome back to the Winx, Kev.
Hello, Jason. Hello, Winx fans. We are back for another episode of lighthearted tomfoolery.
Is it, though? Sometimes it's lighthearted.
I don't think the beginning of this episode is light. Something tells me.
I'm not sure what happens in the beginning.
We black out.
Tune in later like everybody else.
So anyway, we got my Native American theme blast in here.
Always.
Coming out to
Always.
Song of the Condor.
Yeah.
And I'm like Hulk Hogan, I'm pointing, I'm flexing, I'm hitting the big boot, brother.
That is how you enter the studio.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. No. We're good.
Raining cats and dogs
out there. Oh my God, it's like the fucking end days out there. It's thunder and lightning, we got flooding in various spots.
Oh yeah.
You know, we need this rain, but... Gross.
Whatever. All right, here's the thing.
Okay, here's the thing. Let's cut to the chase here. We're opening up a new ep. Let's get down to it. What the fuck is going on this motherfucking spaceship?
It's excessive. All right.
You're right, it is.
But, I guess we'll just, I'm so forlorn.
All right.
I'm running out of ideas.
Yeah.
I'm running out of ideas, you know? I'm just gonna say it. It's the fucking Friday show. What are you... You're making me do two shows in 1 week.
Who's that? Who's Come, making you?
The listeners.
Oh, they requested it. Yeah.
It's demanded of me.
Well, we're stars.
But, yeah, I guess as is Wings tradition, I'll tell first story.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tubular.
Hey, everybody! First story's on! First story. It's Wing's first story. Here's the thing. I don't ever really do this, but I felt like I had to tonight.
Felt like you had to what?
Research a story. Like a real...
Like fact check
Like
it?
A real podcaster, or a real dude. Instead of just winging it with my nuts out like I do.
Balls to the wall.
Mm-hmm. But some of you people who grew up in the 80s and early 90s. I don't know, Kevin. You might be below the cutoff.
Oh, really? On this
or
one?
Oh, okay. Your school didn't have this horrible program.
Oh.
This is the story of Duso the Dolphin. Sorry, Kevin. Duso the Dolphin.
Duso? Yeah. What kind of name is that? Is that German or something?
D-U-S-O. And I believe it stands for something. It's like developing, understanding, socialization, organization.
What? Okay. I'm so confused.
It stands for something like that. It was a little dolphin puppet, right?
Okay.
It was a little dolphin puppet. You slide him on your hand and you make him talk. He was blue.
Did he have a blowhole?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it was a program. It was a program initiated in public schools in the 70s and 80s.
Okay.
And I think it ran until like the mid 90s.
Okay.
When the backlash occurred.
The backlash.
But more on that later.
Can't wait. Oh,
so
can't wait.
I just consulted my notes, and okay. DUSO stands for developing an understanding of self and others. DUSO. DUSO, the dolphin.
Be nice to kids.
This is what his message was.
Have some self-esteem and pass it on to others.
It's almost as if this never happened at all. But when I look for Wink stories, you know, I reflect on my life.
Yeah.
And I remember that the guidance department in my elementary school forced DUSO upon us.
Fuck.
And the guidance counselor, we had a guidance counselor, I can't remember her name, but she reminded me a lot of Miss Libby from Billy Madison.
Oh, no.
She was kind of a space cadet, you know?
Eating paste.
She was out there, you know? But we would go down to, like, her office, like, once a week. The whole class, this was like second grade maybe.
Okay.
My whole class would go down there and we'd listen to a DUSO presentation.
All right.
And I understand now that she was following a pre-planned curriculum that comes with DUSO. You order the DUSO puppet, it comes in his box.
So she did the puppeteering, it wasn't some guy who came to the school.
No, it was just, you have to order the kit and put
God.
It on yourself.
This is asinine.
So the dolphin came, she placed it upon her hand, she opened the lesson book and started to go through each lesson with us okay. for months.
With the puppet.
And you have to play the song. Hey, DUSO, come on out.
Did you sing the song?
Yeah, because he won't come out until you sing him out.
Oh,
you gotta sing him out!
Why couldn't she just cover...
Sing him out!
Why couldn't she
And then he comes out from behind her back. Somebody's like, DUSO! Oh, I don't think she did a crazy voice like
well,
that.
Well, why couldn't she just cover... Like the topics with you kids, like be straight with you. Instead, she's pulling out a fucking dolphin puppet on her hand. Like, this is so ridiculous.
DUSO made your psychological stress a little easier.
Did he?
I don't know.
What
because
did he look like?
I just have like random, like splashed memories of this.
Oh,
like, I don't
God.
Really know. Like, I don't have like fully functioning memories of the presentation. I just know it was a thing and it was so acceptable to me at the time. And, I guess a lot of schools did it. Some didn't. Who the fuck knows?
That was not a part of my school. Like, no.
Maybe yours came after the backlash.
I was in elementary school in the early 90s. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was there in 91, 92.
I think it finally ended in like 93.
Okay.
You see. Many parents became angry at this young dolphin who was just trying to teach children.
They got angry at it.
There was a national backlash.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You see, one of DUSO's guiding principles was to get children to think outside of themselves.
Okay.
You know, anti-bullying. How would others feel?
The shit we're going through today with kids.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like pictures or something. Like, it was just the dolphin on the hand telling you. So it was like guided imagery, if you will. Whatever you think of in your head is what how it should probably be, because it's like your inner voice telling you. It's like interpreting it how
okay.
you think you should act. Does that make sense? It doesn't. It doesn't.
I'm thinking of Mel Gibson in The Beaver with the
well,
beaver
yeah,
puppet
yeah.
at this
he
point.
He would tell you why you should act this way and how you should react in situations, and you paint the story in your head
yeah.
instead of like colorful pictures that illustrate it for you.
Okay.
So in a sense, you're picturing in your head how you think something should be,
okay.
what DUSO tells you.
Okay.
And that was supposed to like get to you more as a child.
Okay.
Because so a lot of parents thought it was like new agey
okay.
and like, how dare you?
Hippie shit.
Yeah, how dare you like put these principles on my kid and shit.
darkest part of all. And you can Google it if you want. Duso was even responsible for Columbine.
What?
Why are you saying that?
What?
Why would you say that?
This is what some commentators said after Columbine happened, because those kids were from our generation.
Yeah.
So they had Duso.
Nah.
And it was proven in the Columbine Elementary School that they did have the Duso program.
How did that lead to, like, murder?
They're saying that, like, because this, it was like a generation of, like, sissies. And, like, you know.
Because they did what the dolphin told them.
They did what the dolphin told them. They learned that, like, accept everybody and don't bully people. And
they had a backlash to it.
They had a backlash to it because there was other programs similar to Duso. And there's actually, like, commentators at the time, they're like, this is like the Duso, the dolphin generation. This is what happens when we try to teach kids this self-guided meditations and imagery. Like, crazy shit, you know? And it was just controversial.
I have never heard of this before.
Yeah. And I remember the Duso program, but I remember none of the controversy because I was too young. But during my research now, it all makes sense because...
Fucking Columbine?
Well, that, yeah.
The dolphin did
Marilyn Manson, Duso the dolphin, Columbine.
Wow, what a holy trinity.
It's just absurd, you know?
A fucking dolphin.
But I do remember that, you know, what this is all building towards, other than an absurd story about a dolphin on a hand, is that at the time, a lot of kids opted out of Duso. They would bring a note from their parents.
They didn't have to do it.
So even at the time, parents didn't want their kids listening to this.
What the fuck?
So like when we would get called down to the guidance office, only some of us would go, and some kids would stay back like playing with fucking blocks or whatever.
I'm not talking to the dolphin. I'm staying here.
Their parents don't want them brainwashed. It was like they was viewed as brainwashing. Really? And they're using this animated cartoon dolphin to try to tell my child what to do. It's hard to put into words.
Do you think there were subliminal messages from the dolphin?
Yeah, but I think they were probably good ones.
Not if it led to Columbine.
I don't know, man. But the whole point is, one of the kids who wasn't allowed to participate was Brian.
Hey, you're not going to listen to that dolphin. It's me. I'm back.
Underwear. He's got a few pairs, 'cause Winx knows that Brian's downstairs. If he's exasperated, he'll throw a fit. It's another Kuwitz hit.
Got him!
Yeah, you did. You got me good.
It's another Kuwitz hit. Sort of.
I can't wait to hear this.
Sort of.
Let's hear about it.
I wanted to talk about Duso because it's just so absurd. But then, like, when I was, like, looking into it, I'm like, yo. I remember the whole thing with Brian and Brian's mom, dude.
Yeah?
So Kuwitz wasn't, like, very involved.
Well, it's not his kid.
But like, Brian wasn't allowed to participate. And there was, like, three or four other kids from my class who weren't allowed to go to the guidance office when it was Duso time.
Okay.
Hey, Duso, come on out.
Not in my house.
Fuck that dolphin.
And then I remember that, like, I was over Brian's house, like, around this time. Who the hell knows when it was?
Yeah.
And his mom, Deb, you know, who I don't talk about much.
No.
But... just a little perspective here. Deb was indeed a strange woman.
Well, she was married to Kuwitz.
Yeah. So. In many ways, she was stranger than Scott.
Really? Why doesn't she have her own segment?
Well, because it's not like the funny kind of strange. It's just like...
Oh, it's like the, you might be mentally ill kind of strange.
Yeah, I don't know. She was always just like... Like, I'm pretty sure Brian lived on a diet of brownies and lemonade.
That's all he ate.
Winx knows. She was always making... Brownies and
brownies
lemonade.
Brownies are my favorite treat.
It was just fun. It seemed excessive. That's a lot of brownies and lemonade. All
right.
And then, I guess maybe she wasn't so... I don't know. It's so young. I was so young, so it's hard to put it in perspective. But I guess she, like, coddled Brian a lot, too. And she's like, oh, my baby boy. My baby boy.
Did you guys make fun of him for that?
A little bit. Oh, okay. Sometimes. We were dicks.
Well, all guys are.
But he always took us back.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. And I don't know. She would just say weird things. You know, like, she didn't want him watching certain movies. She didn't want him watching, like, playing certain video games and... Like, he wasn't allowed to watch E.T., I remember.
E.T.?
Yeah.
It's like a kid's movie.
I don't really know why she had a problem with E.T., but, like, don't bring that downstairs.
Huh.
These are downstairs watching E.T., Deb. Should I go bust them up? Should I go bust them up? Yeah. Brian, phone home. I ejected the VHS, and I won't rewind it either.
What a dick. He would be the guy who goes into Blockbuster swinging his dick around like he owns the place.
Oh, I don't know. She was just a weird woman. I don't know, dude. She was always knitting and stuff and like...
Knitting and knitting?
Just pee-wee. All right, here's a funny little thing about Kuwait, right?
All
right,
let's hear it.
One thing... This is just an aside.
All right.
I remember I was over there one time and she's like... We were in the kitchen eating brownies and lemonade, I assume.
Nice.
And Kuwait and Deb are up there and she's like, oh, Scott... I finished it. Look at what it is. And it was like a latch-hooked rug or something. And it had two ducks on it. It was blue with two ducks on it. And he just and it was like, it was a bathroom rug. She made it for the bathroom. So it was like, you know, rounded off rectangle, goes in front of the toilet, whatever. So he takes it and he puts it on his leg, right?
He's like, oh, what's this for? Is this a leg warmer? What, I got to wrap it around my leg, Deb, huh?
I love it.
What is it, a leg warmer? And she's like, it's a bathroom rug, Scott. Oh, it is? Oh, all right.
And I don't know if he was genuine or not.
He's trying to be funny. Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
He was so awkward that you couldn't tell what was funny.
But that stands out in my mind, him just wrapping this rug around his leg in the kitchen. He was probably in his underwear, too.
Of course he was. His balls touched it?
Yeah, I don't remember, but I mean, why wouldn't he be in his underwear? I don't remember because I was so desensitized to it.
Yeah, it's just normal.
It's just, I don't even notice if he's dressed or not. But, yeah, I remember, you know, Brian always had a note. He didn't have to participate and do so. And when I was over his house, his mom was asking me if my mom let me watch Do So.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, the guidance counselor puts it on all the time. And she's like, you know, you should be able to think for yourself. And you shouldn't let them tell you that this is the right or wrong thing to do.
Huh.
And I'm trying to understand. I'm eight, lady.
She's having an ethical, philosophical like discussion with an eight-year-old.
I'm eight, lady.
You just walk
I don't
with
know.
Ninja Turtles and eat pizza.
Take it over my mom or something, you know? Like, start a fucking petition. What do you want? And Brian's like, my mom doesn't let me watch Do So. Like, I know, Brian, I know. And I hear from the rec room, yous are talking about Do So?
He's got to get in.
And he comes out and he's like, Deb, just let the kid watch the puppet, okay? He's watching the Mr. Rogers. They got the Lady Fairchild up there. It's the same thing, Deb.
Oh, he brings up
it's
Lady
the Lynch. Same thing. He's learning lessons. And she's like, I don't like the curriculum.
She studied it.
And she wrote, I guess she wrote a letter to the principal, too. And there was even times where, like, I remember she came to pick Brian up and wouldn't even let him stay. And he would just leave for the day. Because, Do So was always at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he only missed, like, one or two things. But, like, just taking him out of the fucking building.
Wow.
Because, like, the alternative was he stays back and does puzzles and stuff and... She's like, you know, he's not going to waste his time on that nonsense. I'm just going to take him home.
It's all nonsense.
Teach him myself.
Oh, wow. Home you know? School.
Well, I don't know. Like, it's just so fucking weird. And I didn't understand why some kids weren't allowed to do so. Like, why she was grilling me on it. And,
yeah.
But, yeah. So then the one time we were downstairs and Kuwait comes down, right?
Yeah.
He's like, what are you doing? What are you watching? Hey. Tomorrow's Thursday, Brian. Tomorrow's Thursday. You got the Do So program, okay? Your mother wants me to put this note in your backpack, okay? You're not going to be watching the dolphin. You're not watching the dolphin on my watch. And your mother said no.
Of the fact that there's no break between words. He just says this word soup.
I'm going to put it in your backpack. I'm going to put it in your backpack. Put it in your backpack.
So he puts it in the backpack, right? And he's like...
Listen, if your little friend Jason wants to tell you about the Do So program and how it went, that's fine, okay? Maybe he should tell you about what they talk about there. I don't know. I won't tell your mother.
He's more open-minded. Yeah.
I won't tell your mother, but I wouldn't talk about the dolphin anymore in front of Deb, okay, Jason? All right? Now, here's some cookies. Here's some brownies and lemonade.
It's a fucking hot topic. I love it. Like, don't even bring it up.
Don't even bring it up.
Fuck.
So, I mean, take it for what it's worth. I mean, it's not really a Quit's hit, but Quit was involved. I remember that little conversation we had. I remember
the fact that this little
puppet
notes
being placed in the backpack.
The puppet produced such, like, heated feelings. Yeah. Like, very passionate from her.
Yeah.
Like, I will not even let him be in the building with this fucking hand puppet.
Yeah.
Strange. Very strange.
Very strange.
Like, I grew up watching Eureka's Castle and shit. Like, that was all puppetry.
It was the content. And I don't really remember much of the content. Maybe we should look that up.
You didn't shoot up a school.
Not today.
Hey, Brian, you ain't watching, now do so!
Lindbergh Lean, you know you'll be the best. Go out west with Conky and Sawesco, West Coast.
And then we're gonna let's go. Lindbergh Lean with Conky and Sawesco.
Conky!
In Soviet Russia, you don't flick, flick flick you!
That's first story. That's the dangers of public elementary school education, Kev.
The dangers of puppetry.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and having an overprotective mom and a weird stepdad, I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
Do you think Kuwait would, like, do you think that was, like, a fight between him and Deb? Where, like, he was trying to be level-headed. He's like, it's just a fucking dolphin. It's a puppet.
And I bet it was, man.
And she was, like, all high and mighty hippie. Like,
yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. And like,
I'll sleep on the couch, but I'm wearing my tidy whities down.
I feel like he'd want to sleep there anyway. With my records.
Yeah, he's down there listening to Dizzy Gillespie trying to get to sleep.
Just let me sleep with my records and my plate of mashed potatoes.
Now, the contrast is that Deb was always, like, the way I remember her, she had this really short, like, boy haircut almost, you know?
Well, that was how Jill Taylor had that at one point.
And she would always wear mock turtlenecks with a sweater over it.
Oh, she's such
even
a
in the summer,
wow.
It seemed like even in the summer, that was her uniform, you know? And then you got Quit over here with his finest tighty whities with the blue and yellow line.
He's like a bear with furniture.
Yeah, and they're so different, man, but whatever. Opposites attract.
That's the truth. Oh, God, I love that
go
song.
Ahead.
Love that song.
Go ahead. No. We go together like Poopy and Pia. We go together like Sawesco Conky.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking to you. I'm not taking it back. Because Conky's opposites attract.
It was only a matter of time. It really was.
Whatever.
So anyway, man, so that was a good first story. I enjoyed that.
It was weird.
The show is kind of on a weird trajectory at this point.
You think so?
We're talking about puppets.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the program. I didn't write it. Talk to these fucking hippies in the 70s. We're like,
fucking hippies.
Public schools. If anybody remembers Do So the Dolphin in their school, send me an email at tillywingsstrange@gmail.com. Tell me your experience.
I want to know your story. Because like Jay's story sounds kind of innocuous. Although, then he drops the Columbine shit, and it's
Yeah,
you did.
You
dropped
Google
that.
Articles, and it's all there. I just felt like I should mention it, because it was already...
But that seems like a 180, like, result of what you went through. Like, it was just a lady with a dolphin puppet singing about being friends and acceptance and stuff. So that's just weird.
Yeah.
But I digress.
You got a second story? About puppets?
You know, it's funny because we're talking about how we have to struggle each week to come up with something.
Yeah.
So I do have a story. It's a secondhand story.
That's fine.
It's a story that was told to me. And I actually talked to the guy. And he's like, yeah, you want to jump on the podcast? And he's like, no. And he told me
anybody. I would welcome more guests, man.
Yeah. I would like if we could get people, fans to call in and we'd like, interview them.
Yeah, just the call in. You don't have to come to the studio.
Yeah.
Brian or McGonagall keeps a tight
tight key under his teat.
Yeah.
So he doesn't just let anybody in. But sweaty. If you want to come in, you can come in. If you want to call in, you can call in.
Yeah. And we can just interview you. You can tell the story. We'll just have some witty banter. Ha, 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 ha.
Right. Haley Joel Osment is scheduled to show up at Wingshift Studios on August 10th. So
August 10th? We're going. Wow.
You know, I'll take other guests, too.
That's next week.
Well, that's the myth.
Dude, this year's flying by. I'm thinking it's like mid-July still.
You wish.
So
we're rambling.
This story takes place a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
This guy I used to work with, and he was having a bachelor. It wasn't his bachelor party. It was his friend's bachelor party.
Okay.
And they were going to do the thing where they rent the bus, and they drive around hitting up different bars and stuff like that, going through the city.
Yeah.
So if you knew these guys, it's like 15 guys who are just ball-busting bros on each other, like constantly. Like they'd say like the most offensive shit to each other, but they all loved each other. They all grew up together. Like they're all good friends.
Yeah, sure.
Like they'd ball tap you and, you fag.
Ball tap!
You know, they'd just say stuff like that, like horrible, off-colored, offensive things to one another.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah. But they went to this bachelor party where they were cruising around the city, stopping at different bars and... they're having a good time. Everything's going good. You know, everything's kosher.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're like, oh, hey, there's a bar next door. Let's go to this one. See, they all like get their shit and they stumble next door to the bar and they walk in. And like they're all like, they go up to the bar, they get their drinks, they're shooting darts. They're like, oh, this is a nice atmosphere or whatever. Then the one guy looks around. He's like, no bitches here. No women. Look at this. Gee, what's going on in Philadelphia?
Whatever.
The Philly Fanatic. Oh.
The Philly Fanatic. Wings knows the Philly Fanatic is dancing.
Sorry, guys.
Wings knows the Philly Fanatic is dancing.
On the
put
TV.
Put him in your tea.
On the TV in Wings Studio, where we have the Phillies game on, and they're...
Phillies winning.
They're like... it's a love fest for Shane Victorino, the flying Hawaiian in center field.
R.I.P.
And they have the Philly Fanatic and a bunch of hula girls dancing on the side. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's funny, as soon as I said, there's no bitches in here, a bunch of hula dancers showed up.
Yeah, Fanatic knows, child.
So the guys are, they're in this bar, they notice that there's no women. And they're looking around, they're like, oh, it's kind of a sausage party.
Uh-oh.
Well, then a gentleman, we'll call him Oscar Nunez.
Uh-oh. I think I know where this is going.
Yeah, he comes up to the one guy and he's like, hey.
Oh, no.
He's like,
how did this happen?
He's just like, well, how'd your crew find this place?
Oh, God.
Yeah, and the guy's like, well, we were just next door. We came over. We were just hitting up these bars for a bachelor party. And the guy's like,
he's still not picking it up, is he?
No, he's not. And the guy's like, well, which one of you is getting married? Is getting hitched? And like they point out the guy or whatever. He's like, oh, I bet his husband is going to be so handsome. The guy's like, husband? What are you talking about? Then it clicks. He's like, we're in a gay bar. Like, you know, totally handsome. He's like, oh, shit. So,
Yas queen. Yas queen. Everybody say Yas queen. Yas queen. Yas queen. Everybody say Yas queen.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Whatever.
So, like, the gay guy in the bar gets offended. Okay. He's like, well, this is a bar for our people. You shouldn't be here.
Oh,
and,
man.
And so the guy's like, hey.
That's racist.
The guy's like, well, we didn't know. We just saw the bar. It didn't say gay bar. I'm sorry. Like, we just wanted to come in and get some drinks.
Yeah.
Well, apparently the gay guys got, like, really up in arms about this. And they, like, started kind of surrounding them. And a fight broke out. You know, a little shoving. Breaks out, so one guy gets after another. They're rolling around on the ground, and they're slapping each other around. Is that Hathaway? That's not Hathaway.
It's just gay club music. I'm setting the scene here.
I like it. Well, this is good because this is the action part, so we got the music going. Thank you, McGonagall.
Yes, queen.
So they're going at it. They're like rolling on the ground, like throwing fists. Then the other gay guys jump in. So all the bachelor club guys are like, oh, shit, what are we going to do?
A
melee breaks out. Oh, one dude he knocks one of the gay guys down, takes his shoe, and he goes...
what is happening?
He takes the guy's shoe, he goes, what are these, Louis Vuitton? And he pours a beer
in it. He's fucking his life, Sam!
He pours a beer in it and throws it at the guy.
Oh, no!
So then there's another guy came up with a pool cue. Like, it's like a fucking bar fight.
Yeah.
Which you would not expect.
No.
Like, due to stereotypes.
Yeah. Opened it up.
It all ended at one point when the husband-to-be, the groom, guy getting married, rolls up onto the bar. The gay guy jumps up there, and they're, like, fighting on the bar. Like, it's Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, yeah.
They're on the bar. So the groom hooks the guy. He goes under his arm, hooks his arm up. He goes, rock bottom! He fucking, like, the Rock in WWF. He just picks the guy up, slams him down on the bar.
Who the fuck does that?
He did a wrestling move. And at that point, the guy's like, clear out! And they just, like, fucking... They fucking just booked it out of there. They jumped onto the bus that was parked outside. Gay guys came out raging. Like,
they followed them.
Yeah, they're like, get out of here. They're throwing like beers.
But don't come back.
Oh, they were so angry. Started over the misunderstanding that guys just didn't know it was a gay bar and they didn't know they weren't welcome.
Yeah, but they weren't accepting that.
They weren't cool with it.
They walk in.
To be fair, this is like 2009.
Okay.
So, I mean, at this point, you know, it's not legal everywhere. I guess there's still a stigma.
What's not legal?
The gay marriage.
Being gay?
No, well, they were
crossing into some waters that I don't want to associate myself with.
I'm just saying.
I'm removed.
There was a stigma at that time.
We have a big gay audience. I don't want to isolate them.
No, I don't have a problem with it. I've been a supporter of gay rights for a while.
I have no idea if we have a gay audience.
Been a supporter for a while, but, like, there's no reason... Like, why they had to, like, kick those guys out of there. That just seems
weird.
There
had to be something else going on. You sure you're not
The
leaving?
Story that was told to me
well,
was
yeah, that's true.
The guy
that's
came true. Up and said, yo, like, we don't, you know, why are you here in our
yeah,
bar?
Yeah, it was just
like,
some bent out of shape queen who saw an opportunity and started a melee. Get them, boys!
All I think of is Blazing Saddles when they're, come on, girls! Like, that's a terrible thing to say. But.
Well, it's what happened. On the wings. Would you flick?
What about an ear?
Yeah. Go ahead to Brian's downstairs.
Thank you, everybody, for coming to the services for Bob Goforeem. Mr. Goforeem was a simple man. Not very intelligent. But he liked what he liked. Cleveland Indians, moustache combs, nursing, not wearing gloves. He was a man who liked jean shorts and hated when his cell phone would ring. I asked his daughter Beth to say a few words, but she refused to show up. And so, we lay our dear friend Bob Goforeem down. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Goforeem.
Well, I guess we're sure having a lot of fun here tonight on a fucking Friday Wings, Kev!
Yeah, we are.
But, you know how that old Chinese proverb goes.
Which one is that?
It goes,
every good winks must come to an end.
Very true, very true.
It's sad, but it's a reality of the world we live in today.
Yeah.
But no winks would be complete without... last story, talking about, last story. Yeehaw, baby.
Yeehaw. Is this a cowboy story?
Mm-mm. I'll tell last story. You know, this is Wings tradition. Whatever. unless you got a story.
No. I just scraped the bottom of that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just want to come out and say I have no problem with the gay community.
Oh, no.
Been a big supporter of
people
the rights.
People know, dude. It's okay. They know the Winx crosses lines.
It's just a hilarious story.
It's a hilarious story. Yep. That's all it is.
It's all about the absurd here, and that's a true thing that happened that I just had to share with the world.
Well, I'll tell you something absurd.
Oh!
It's, we're bringing back my old Lil, and I mean literally Lil, because what was he, 4'2"? He
He wasn't that short. My little buddy Tui.
Tui! Yes!
Winx knows Tui.
We're bringing him back.
It's another adventure of Tui, and I call this story... I was going to call it Me Too.
No, I can't do that in 20 years.
But I'll call it Tui.
And twins.
Tui and the twins.
And twins.
Tui and twins. Whatever. Nice. Fuck this stupid shit, McGonagall. All right. This is going to be absurd,
all right? All right. This is all happened when you were a younger man.
Yeah, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Yeah, when I was a younger man.
So you and Tui hung out when you were like 10, right?
Oh, me and Tui have been hanging out since first grade.
All right.
Not anymore, though.
Well.
But, all right. This takes place in first grade.
Okay.
And ends around the end of second grade.
This is an epic saga.
It was an epic saga of lost loves and lost opportunities. And twins!
All right.
So, when I was in first grade, when I was a younger man, there was these twin girls that were in our class. And I only remember the one's name, Sarah.
You don't remember the other one?
Nope.
Wow.
I want to say Lindsay. But I don't think that's right at all. But I know Sarah.
Okay.
Sarah and her twin sister, they were identical twins.
Ah.
Okay.
Could you...
And twins!
Did they have tells?
I don't
remember. Like the one had like a lazy eye or something?
No. They did have different haircuts, though. So that's how I told them apart. Oh, okay.
Well, that's a tell.
Yeah. And they were in our class. And they moved away at the end of second grade. So it was like only like 2 years... We had these twin girls in our class.
Okay.
And in first grade, I think they had a liking for me.
Yeah, both of them?
Yeah, both of them.
Oh,
dude.
That's big time. That's a penthouse forum story.
Well, I'm too young to appreciate this.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't fully know what's going on. It's just that, you know, when recess would come, we would play outside on the playground.
Play some spin the bottle.
No, just like running around playing tag.
Tag and freeze tag and that. No, hit the mute button.
And then, like, I remember one time, one of them, I don't know which fucking one it was.
Lindsay.
Sure. She's like, Jason, let's play house.
Ooh, and house was I know house, yeah.
In between this fence and a parked truck. And it was like a little gap there, and that was our home. And she's like, here is the oven range, and over here is the couch. And sit down, you worked hard, I'll cook you dinner. Like, okay.
And we're just... I kind of like her perception of women.
Yeah.
Yeah, make a sandwich for you.
Exactly. I think it's a sandwich. Sandwich-ish. Sam. Ham. Cheese. Mayo. Sam-ish. I guess I got a sandwich. Thanks, Lindsay. So she's making me food on this imaginary oven.
All right.
Whole nine yards, okay?
All right.
Now, I'm really hitting it off with both of these twins, you know?
Yeah, you're digging them, yeah.
Other people in our class would, like, play, too. It wasn't always just the three of us. But when we were in class and stuff, I was always, like, making them laugh, you know, making faces.
You were the class clown?
Well, I was always the class clown, but they were buying into it. Some people were just like, fucking Jason, there he goes again. There he fucking goes again. Just like the Winx, they could take it or leave it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And, but they were always, like, laughing and stuff. And then, in first grade, right, there's nap time. There was one time I got in trouble because I had both twins under my blanket.
What?
Twins!
What? Hold on.
And twins! Go ahead. Ask your questions.
Continue. I've got nothing. It's just shocking.
So, like, you were
snuggling the two twins.
I didn't know, dude.
What do you mean you didn't
You don't
know
that you're supposed to take, like what these things are.
They didn't
are.
Seem to care that you were down with both of them.
But, like, they didn't I mean, seem like, to, you have a vague idea of, like, sexuality in first
I'm not talking
grade.
About sexuality. I'm talking about these two girls obviously had a crush on you, like schoolgirl crushes.
I guess.
And they didn't fight each other
no.
with you. They're like, we'll both have them.
Right.
That's fucking funny.
And that's mind-blowing.
That is money right there.
So, like, they dim the lights for nap time, you know? Like, it's state required. You have to have your nap time.
I never had nap time.
You never had nap time?
Not in school, no.
What?
We lived in the same state, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Nap time. Huh. Weird. Everybody brings a mat, and you gotta, like, put the mat down, and...
How old were you?
I don't know. 5, 6?
No, once kindergarten hit, we never had a nap time.
Mm.
Okay. Well, we had one up until second grade.
Fuck! What? That's insane.
All through first grade, dude.
That's insane to me.
And they dim the lights, and everybody drinks a chocolate milk. You know a little something about chocolate milk. You're a connoisseur
of milk.
And you get like 20 minutes of like nap time laying in the dark or something. I don't know. All right. Something like that.
Okay. Here's a question.
Yeah.
So you got these two twins who are both fond of you, this young rapscallion.
I guess.
But this story, the title of it was about Tui.
Yep.
Where does Tui come into all of this?
I'm getting there.
Okay, okay.
So I remember getting yelled at by the teacher because like... Because
you were snuggling and fondling two young
they
women.
Just like came over and they're like... It was like a little thin blanket, you know, and they're like, what are you doing under here? You got a cool fort.
What?
Like, you know, and they're like, can we come in the fort? And I'm like, yeah. So like, I just
got
them.
Wait, so you guys were under the
blanket? Under the blanket with it over our heads.
Christ.
And it was very innocent.
I mean, know, obviously it was. You're little kids. Yeah. You don't know anything. You're just screwing
and then,
around.
Like,
but
I remember the teacher pulled the blanket off, and he's like, "Girls, you're over there. Jason, you stay here. Nobody's allowed to share mats. Nobody go to other people's areas. Everybody just has an area of the room."
Was it like boys on one side, girls on the other?
Well, no. You just lay your mat
just
out,
lay it down. Okay.
And you have to have like, you know, arm space between the next person or whatever.
Makes sense. I understand.
They're not expecting kids to crawl around and stuff, so I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
But also, I used to go over to the twins' house for play dates.
Oh, cool.
My mom would drop me off. My mom was okay with it.
Your mom also let you watch the dolphin puppet.
Well, yeah, what's this all about? And, like, they didn't have a dad, which probably explains a lot. And they had a mom who was a very nice woman. And I remember just, like, going over there. They lived close to me. And they'd asked me to come over. So, like, I would go over and... I guess we would just play and stuff.
Yeah,
I kind of just
play, kids
I remember
play.
Like banging on their piano. They had like a big piano in the living room. Like I don't remember much, you know. And then we would like play in school, and I don't know. It was just weird. I had this weird relationship with these twins until they moved away. I think they moved to like California or something. So, Tui was in my class.
Yeah,
you
Tuster,
know.
Yeah,
and so. The day after I got the blanket ripped off me for cuddling with twins, right? Tui's like, Sarah's so pretty.
Oh,
and I'm like, I'll hook you up, Tui. I know both of the twins. Like, I could just, like,
you're
automatically, cute,
yeah.
like,
you're their
dish them out.
Now.
Yeah. And he's like, really? I would do anything to play with Sarah.
Tui's so innocent.
And, yeah, I'm like, oh, I'll definitely introduce you. I got you, Tui. Don't worry, buddy. So the next recess, right? We're out there. We're playing. We're playing like freeze tag or something. And I go up to Sarah and I whisper in her ear, Tui likes you. And she's like, ew, Tui.
Oh, wait. Does Tui have any like deformity?
No, he's fine. He's fine.
He's just a guy though. Cooties. Or...
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. I don't know. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, and Tui's like standing over by the swing set, and I guess
he's just waiting.
I guess he heard it, right? He lowers his head down.
Oh no.
And I'm like, don't worry, Tui. She's gonna come over and play tag with you. And he's like, no, she's not. Nobody's ever gonna play with Tui again. he didn't get all depressed like that. But I was like, I was just so cocky that I and confident that I could get him one of these twins.
Yeah.
You know?
I was going to say,
he
would have dealt with either one because they were the same, right?
I think so, yeah.
Because, like, all right.
So eventually, you know, during the next nap session, right? I purposely tell Tui that he needs to lay his mat out in the vicinity of Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's like, good thinking. Got it. So he does. The lights go out. We finish our chocolate milks, as is elementary school tradition.
Okay.
And I'm like, I remember like nudging Sarah, and I'm like, psst, Sarah, you should kiss Tui on the cheek.
Dude, you're such a fucking like shit stirrer.
Yeah. Wow. And she's like, I don't like Tui like that. And I'm like, it's okay. It'll make him happy.
Oh, my God. Dude,
this is why I almost called the story Me Too'd. T-O-U-H-E-D. Like, Tui's name. Me Too'd.
I love it. I love it. Oh.
Maybe that'll be the name of the ep.
I like it.
I don't know. So,
She's like, I don't want to. I just want to take my nap. Tui doesn't come over our house like you do. And I'm like, buddy, cool. I'm a pusher. You know?
You really are. You're kind of demanding here.
Yeah.
Demanding that she give Tui time.
So, you know, I couldn't get anything done for the Twoster. Okay. I'm trying, you know? And I'm like, I'm going to take Lindsay. I mean, they look alike. I don't care. Okay. And I don't really know what any of this means, because you only have a vague recollection, like a vague idea of like relationships and
you just see your feelings mom and your towards dad. Women. You see your mom and dad get together, they do things.
Yeah, and so that's why the girls play house, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
She made
and
you a sandwich.
Like I knew what like pretty looked like, and but like I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I just know like one for me, one for Tui. We're coming out on top. I gotta make this happen, you know.
An early look into young Jay's brain.
Yep. Like so next recess, like nothing happens during nap. So now it's recess time. We're running around on the wood chips, you know. I think we're playing like tag again. A big favorite of young Jason and Tui.
You guys are active.
Organizing a big tag game with a lot of kids in the class. I'm talking about Ryan. I'm talking about James.
Was
like
Gomez
the whole
involved?
Crew. No, he didn't go to our school.
Fuck Gomez.
He went to a different school.
He's a dick.
So, we're running around. Hijinks galore. Right. Okay. Tui decides he's going to go for it, as is classic Tui fashion. Come on, keep up. Follow me.
Love him.
Yep. So, he like feigns this like fall onto Sarah like he tripped
he
but
tackled
he didn't yeah he tackled he me tutor
oh my god, this is awesome.
And they tumble to the ground and he's like, I've got I'll never forget it. Where does he learn this stuff? I've got stars in my eyes.
What?
Who says that?
He did not say
classic
that.
Tui.
He's like 8 years.
Classic Tui.
7 years old, he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, he's smooth, though.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't know. Let's just play tag. And so, like, we go back inside, whatever. That's it. And I'm like, Tui, you gotta play it cool. You know? So the next day is when it all comes to a head, pretty much, because I make Tui like, I kind of just like, I remember just like rolling Tui like a hot dog, like a you know, like pigs in a blanket. You just roll him up in his blanket, you know.
Yeah.
And I got a Tui tube, and I drag him over to Sarah and unroll him, and I'm like, you guys are married now, or something like that, you know? And she's like, oh, no! And the teacher turns the lights on, and he's like, that's it! And he pulls me and Tui out, you know?
What the fuck?
And he's like, you guys have been very inappropriate on the floor with these girls, and all this stuff. He's like, you can't talk, like, touch women that way, and
me too.
Some shit. Like, he's trying to teach us a life lesson. We're just like, whatever, dude! So we're not allowed to, like, lay on the floor for nap time anymore. We have to sit at this table, the Jason and Tui table.
So you gotta put your heads down?
Yeah, by ourselves. And we're in the corner.
God, they're, like, ostracizing you as, like, rapists.
Yeah, well, I guess that's what they're afraid of. I don't know what the fuck their problem is, man. You guys are, like, having a dolphin teach us about life. And you're worried about, like, people cuddling at nap? Whatever. I'll probably cross some lines. I don't know. And I just remember, like, we were just so bored over there. It was just me and Tui. And Tui was like, he had his head down on his fists. And his eyes were on his fists. And he's like, I can see everything. The galaxy. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I was doing mushrooms.
He's like, push on your eyeballs and you'll start seeing white streaks when you close your eyes. Did you ever do something like that?
Maybe, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was like a weird thing. Like, you know, you close your eyes, you start seeing white shapes. He was just bugging out. He couldn't take it anymore, dude.
He's like,
we're riding a roller coaster. Tui's coming apart. Tui's coming apart because we can't get these women. And I just remember him over there, like, rolling his fists on his eyes. So weird, dude, right? So weird.
I like Tui.
Yeah.
I like the cut of his jib.
But then, like, she kind of warmed up to him.
Yeah.
All right? And then it was kind of like that for, like, most of second grade, the rest of first grade. Right. It was me and Lindsay, and I can't remember her name. I don't think her name was Lindsay, so it doesn't fucking matter, does it? Doesn't fucking matter. And Sarah and Tui. All right? And it wasn't any type of, like, boyfriend, girlfriend.
No,
it was just like,
kids pairing off. Yeah.
And he kept telling me, he's like,
I got stars in my eyes. I don't know. She likes me.
Like, he must have got that from a cartoon.
Yeah.
So that's fucking nuts.
And he's like, she's so pretty, too. And she was just like, yeah, whatever. So then it comes time. They're moving to California. Tui gets this note on his desk on, like, one of their last days, you know? Okay. And he opens it up at the end of the day when we're getting our books and backpacks out of the closet, you know? And it's... It's a kiss from Sarah.
Oh, like lips.
Except yeah, it's lips. Except it's made of like cherry chapstick. because little
oh, wait,
girls,
because yeah, they don't wear
little
lipstick.
Little girls don't wear lipstick. So it's just this waxy like lip shape, and it says, "Love to Tui" or something like that. Oh. You know, and I'm like, she did care about you the whole time, Tui. Oh. And he's like, I'll keep it forever.
Like, I didn't get any goodbye gift like that, you know?
Shit.
You did it, Tui. And twins! On the winks. Ain't that right, Kevin?
That's right, and twins!
Whatever. So that's my story. That's last story, I guess.
That's a good story. That's a good story.
Yeah.
Those twins are magical.
Well, that is certainly another solid winks flicked into the cup. Would you flick?
I would agree with that assessment, Jason.
Yeah. Pretty good fucking Friday show, I guess.
Yeah.
Some good, solid, weird stories going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, no winks would be fully complete without this week's Snapchat Challenge.
Yeah.
You know what I want.
What do we want?
And twins!
Twins, all right.
Yeah, just give me some twins, not little kids. We already discussed this. Yes. Can't be snapping me little kids,
we
okay?
Keep it, we keep them, yeah, of age.
Since please. The story was about kid twins, just send me some adult twins. Send me a picture of a napkin with somebody's lips on it. Send me Tui's goodbye present.
I'd also like to see a bar fight in a gay bar.
Please.
Yeah, let's get some
please
of that.
Let me see a gay guy dropping the rock, the people's
yeah,
elbow.
If you see a grown man in fisticuffs, engaged in fisticuffs, dropping a pro wrestling maneuver onto another man seriously.
Boom. Yeah.
Let's get a video.
Let's get the video. Get the video.
Yeah.
What else? If you see
a fucking puppet.
Yeah.
If you see a puppet, if you see somebody doing a puppet show, which they are rare these days because they're so fucking bizarre. You don't see many, like, puppet shows.
I mean, sometimes you do, right?
No.
No.
Where are you seeing
I don't know. Like, what happens in schools now? Like, what do the kids do now? Like, don't they got assemblies still?
I'm assuming they still have assemblies. Do you think it's like the ones from Walker, Texas Ranger where guys come in and just beat shit up?
I don't know.
I'm going to rip this refrigerator door off. Remember that?
Yeah, that was a good ep.
Yeah, it was.
But who knows what they got? I want Scott Kiewicz still. That goes without saying. If you're in the Ambler area and he still lives on Hoover Road, get me a picture of him. He's a little older, a little wiser, but you'll know it's him because he's going to be bitching about doing yard work. And if you see Duso the Dolphin more so than any other puppet, that dolphin is pure evil. It's been proven time and time again. Get me a picture of a dusty old Duso. You see one at a yard sale? You see one in some guidance counselor's office in the corner? Yank him out the box. Send him the Winks nose, baby. Snapped chat. Give me that dolphin. What else? That's probably it, right?
I think we're good.
Those are all your challenges for this week. Of course, all past challenges remain open at all times. Still looking for a ginger dad's nuts. Haven't gotten that yet. I did get the pubes of a schoolyard bully, which was disturbing, but it's what I asked for. I'm still looking for an emu on a highway.
Asian lady pissing on the side of the road.
You can get me that anytime.
That'd be great.
I'm waiting. But, you know, it's also, it's tiddlywinkswithstrangers@gmail.com. If you do have your do-so stories, tell me your experience with the dolphin, that dark-ass motherfucker.
What else can you add to that?
I don't know. He's controversial, I guess. You ain't gonna go see that dolphin no more, Brian. No more. He's done, okay? I'm yanking you out of there. Your mother said. Whatever.
Fuck.
That's this week's Snapchat Challenge, you'll see!
Oh, yes, I see.
That was Bob for you. The fact that these segments with Bob continue to pop up and the fact that the storyline has gone well past anything that, you know, Winx knows. I gave out this information. You know, he was a coworker I worked with. The story started out real.
It's gotten...
and they've just gotten out of hand. And the fact that I do this to somebody just makes me look at myself and say, ugh, what am I doing in my life? You'll be out of danger, a fucking tiddlywinks with strangers.
Problems you haven't told me about?
Yes, indeed. Now, it's 72% of the time my expando ray makes things larger. But the other 28% of the time, well, it seems to make things...